This episode of HPC Wire Soundbite is sponsored by AppPro International Incorporated, a leading developer of innovative supercomputing solutions uniquely positioned to support high-performance computing markets. www.appro.com.
This is HPC Wire Soundbite, your weekly source of commentary and insight on the HPC stories shaping the industry. With Michael Feldman, editor of HPC Wire, and Addison Snell, CEO of Intersect 360 Research. And now, here are your hosts, Michael Feldman and Addison Snell.
Vendors prep for International Supercomputing Conference.
Hey, let's go to Hamburg.
Hello, everyone, and good morning for HPC Wire Soundbite for June 17, 2011. Available every Friday on iTunes and Stitcher. I'm Michael Feldman, editor of HPC Wire, and I'm joined by Addison Snell of Intersect 360 Research. Hey, good morning, Addison.
Good morning, Michael. You ready to go?
I am almost ready to go. I know they're fueling your plane as we speak, so you're even more ready than I am.
Yep, my suitcase is right here, and I think a lot of the people we talk to, a lot are already there getting their booths ready.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a big show, lots of exhibitors, like 150 exhibitors this year. The vendors are out in force, and a lot of people, 2,000 people, more than 2,000 people are going to be there this year. It's going to be quite a show.
That's right. We won't have an official count, of course, until we're actually there, or really until the show's over. But already the indicators are that they're going to be bigger than last year. Of course, we were hindered before, I think, by a lot of constrained travel budgets last year. But we're looking forward to a big show.
Yeah. And there was plenty of vendor news in the run-up. We saw there was a lot of news this week. We saw a couple. I was particularly interested, wrote up an article on HPC Wire, if you want to read about it more extensively. Xyratex, sort of a new player in HPC, but not really. They've actually, they're a storage vendor that basically sells to OEMs, and they sell a lot of disk hardware to OEMs that ends up in HPC. But this week, they talked about their new cluster storage system that they're going to be talking about a lot at ISC and demoing there.
Now, this isn't a new company to us. We've been tracking them for a while, but what they have been is a quiet company within HPC. So they've been talking, I think, to analysts a little more than press for the last couple of years without so much going on in the public. But, you know, and as much as we talked about some of the big storage announcements previously in the supercomputing time frame, we had, and then after that, so we had NetApp acquiring the Ingenio line from LSI. We had EMC acquiring Isilon. This is kind of a third one that was off of some people's radar, but I think it's a very important one, is that Xyratex acquired ClusterStor, because that put two of the original Lustre architects, Peter Brom and Peter Bajanek, both at Xyratex, and now they're coming out with their first ClusterStor Lustre-based product.
Right, at the ClusterStor 3000, right. And like you said, they have the brain trust of the original Lustre team there. So I think people, you know, have high expectations of what's going on here. And yeah, you're right. I mean, Xyratex is an active storage vendor in HPC. In fact, when I was looking at the company, they actually said they shipped 375 petabytes into the HPC market last year. Not really shipped it themselves. They do everything through OEMs and manufacturers, but they were responsible for 375 petabytes of their, like, something like 1.5 exabytes to the whole ecosystem. So they're a big disk company, and now they've got this HPC system that they're going to sell. And it's going to be interesting to watch how that's received, but it could be a very important product and company now breaking into the market.
Absolutely. This is a very important company, very important technology to watch. I'm not surprised by it. I think this is a lot that's been in the making and is finally going public. I think a lot of people are now going to wake up and say, wait, who's this Xyratex company? But even going back to last year at ISC, Michael, the show wrap-up, I remember us talking about the technologies behind the technologies that a lot of people didn't see that often. And Xyratex is one of those and is going to be an interesting competitor in this storage landscape that's continued to consolidate.
Right. We usually don't talk about the componentry behind some of these systems unless it's the processors. Of course, we're always talking about the chips and the processors and accelerators. But yeah, we don't talk about, you know, the disk hardware and some of these other components. But yeah, they've been very important, and all of a sudden they've become much more so.
Now, we've been talking about some of these components. Actually, we haven't seen a whole lot of big system news, at least in the run-up to ISC. There are certainly some installation announcements, but not a lot on, that's new on server architectures. You know, we did get a little bit of news out of T-Platforms, though.
Right. I mean, they announced some of their newer mid-sized systems, but the big news there actually for us, at least for the U.S., is that they're breaking into the U.S. market in a uh-huh. more sustained way. They're going to team up with a reseller called Eon Computing, which are going to supply T-Platform systems into the U.S. now. So that's a big move for them.
The Russians are coming, Michael.
Yeah. And we had talked about this before. I mean, they were expanding in Europe, now Asia, and we had speculated, and they had even talked about they're looking maybe to go into the U.S. at some point, and then they made their move. They picked their partner, at least their initial partner, and they're going to try and sell these systems in the U.S. now.
And they are going to have one of the largest presences at ISC, probably one of the top five presences, just in terms of how many people they're sending and what they're trying to accomplish. And they've got their system announcements, they've got the new mid-range, the new entry-level T-Mini, and plus these new channel announcements. So a lot of momentum still for T-Platforms, for a company that really came charging out of the gate relatively recently.
Yeah. Right. They came from obscurity a few years ago, and then now they're building petaflop systems, and they're on every continent. I mean, what do you think of their chances of selling equipment to the U.S. market?
Well, I think anybody's got a chance. And one of the things that we talk about with the end users in some of our research is what they look for in a system vendor and what kind of loyalty they have to this vendor or that vendor. And I think what you find very largely is among HPC users that if someone can deliver the best price performance, I'll go with it. And just because it's an American oil company or an American car company or American university doesn't mean they're closed off to buying a Russian computer. Maybe if it were the 1980s, but today, right. A company looks at that and says, if it's got the best price performance, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah, I don't know how to rate that. It would be interesting to see them sell a big system in the U.S. and kind of what kind of buzz there would be around that.
Right. Now, on the government side, you might get into some politics, particularly in defense. And I don't know how much they're targeting U.S. defense contracts, but there's a lot of HPC beyond that. Well, why don't we take a quick break, Michael? We got some of the news running up, but you and I are then going to be on our way. We'll talk a little bit about what we're going to be looking forward to doing at the show.
APRO is a leading developer of innovative supercomputing solutions uniquely positioned to support high-performance computing markets, focusing on medium to large-scale deployments where lower total cost of ownership is essential. APRO accelerates technical applications and business results through outstanding price per performance, fast time to market solutions based on the latest open standards technologies, innovative cluster tools, and management software packaged with HPC professional services and support. APRO supercomputing solutions enable scientists and engineers in academia, government, and industry to use highly technical, compute-intensive applications for scientific research discovery, data modeling, engineering simulations, and seismic visualization. APRO's headquarters is located in Milpitas, California, with offices in Korea and Houston, Texas.
So, Michael, we're on our way to Hamburg, and, it's fun to talk about what we're looking forward to seeing this year. Tell me, out of everything, it's a big show, but what's something you're really looking forward to?
Yeah, it is a big show. There's lots of sessions I want to go to, but I think some of the keynotes look especially interesting this year. The first keynote is from Henry Markram, the director of the Brain Institute at EPFL in Switzerland. He's pretty famous now. He's been working on this human brain simulation project for several years, and he's going to give the first keynote talk about basically where they are and where they're going. See if they've simulated a whole brain yet, I guess, but he's been covered quite a bit in the media. I've covered him a little bit, but it'll be interesting to see just how far they've gone. I mean, he's very well respected. The simulation project is quite mature now, and that'll be an interesting topic. And then there's...
I'm very excited about that one, honestly, yeah. Michael. Going back to about 5 years ago, I was talking to a non-HPC friend of mine who was, and we got into a discussion of what are some of the great things that we expected supercomputing to be able to do in the next 10 to 20 years. And one thing that I said was, you know, I thought we would map the human brain, get an actual cohesive map of what's going on in the brain, which doesn't mean brain research is solved any more than mapping the human genome meant genomics was solved,
right.
But is nevertheless a big step because people don't like to have their heads cracked open for experimentation.
Right. Here's where simulation really, really takes some of the pain away for sure. So that'll be interesting. I think that'll get good attendance, and hopefully we'll do a little bit of reporting on that. There's three other keynotes I'm going to skip over. There's one on exascale. There's Thomas Sterling's keynote on HPC achievement. The final one, though, it looks especially interesting. It's from Dean Klein, the VP of Memory Systems at Micron Technology. They do memory technology, and he's going to talk about future trends in memory systems.
Another very important topic as we go forward into some potentially new architectures. I'm sure that we'll be talking about accelerators a lot more as the show goes on and the new top 500 list comes out. And memory, what memory looks like is going to be a big part of those systems for the rest of this decade.
Right. I mean, there's that technology is moving very quickly, mainly because the flash technology or SSD technology is now coming to the mainstream. So I'm sure it's going to be talking about NAND, maybe some of the more exotic technologies. I know Micron has done phase change memory. They sell some of those components that we covered recently. And I think he's just going to talk about, you know, how this fits into the HPC landscape and where the bottlenecks can be assuaged and just the technology that can do that. So I'm kind of looking forward to that one. That's on Thursday if people are still around. But I think
I hope they'll still be around on Thursday. But yeah, Hans and Martin Moyer have put together an excellent flight of keynotes and the rest of the ISC committee. Something else that's new this year that I'm really looking forward to are some of the expanded sessions that we're going to see on Sunday. Sunday's always had a good tutorials, but there's also two workshops on Sunday that I think are going to be a big deal. One is the HPC in Asia workshop that's going to go on all day, and Chris Willard from my partner at Intersect 360 Research is going to be at that one, while I cover the other major workshop, which is the ISC 11 mid-market HPC workshop, which is going to look specifically at what are some of the challenges and opportunities for HPC among small and medium-sized businesses.
Yeah, those do sound like two good workshops. I mean, those are two huge trends now in the community. I mean, mid-market, everybody's talking about the so-called missing middle and
right.
the people at the sort of the lower end of HPC and how to get them into the community. And then, of course, HPC in Asia, I mean, everybody's wondering what's happening in China and the other Asian countries. They're coming on very quickly now with some of their systems and their strategies. So those are going to be great workshops. It's too bad, actually, they put them out on Sunday. I think a lot of people are going to miss those. I'm glad you're going to be able to see them along with Chris. Maybe you can do some subsequent reporting on them for
yeah.
listeners.
Well, from our standpoint, I'm glad they're on Sunday because it's hard for me to get to something like that on Tuesday. We're in the middle of so many other meetings, and I'm just glad that there's two of us there so we can divide up and cover them both. I'll be looking forward to a debrief with Chris after. But yeah, both of these topics really foundational to our research, in addition to an excellent flight of tutorials that are all on Sunday as well. They've got 11 different tutorial sessions that people can sign up for.
Yeah, it's a full slate of tutorials as usual. And I mean, the whole conference is chock full of stuff now. It's not like you can go through and just there's no plenary sessions anymore. It's you've got to kind of pick and choose what you want. And there's a lot to choose from.
Well, why don't we take another quick break and then we'll come back and just wrap up by talking about some of the other things that we'll be at during the show.
This episode of HPC Wire Soundbite has been sponsored by APRO International Incorporated, leading developers of innovative supercomputing solutions uniquely positioned to support high-performance computing markets. www.apro.com.
So, Michael, we were just talking about what are some of the things we're looking forward to. What are some of the other panel sessions or special things that HPC Wire is going to be doing?
Well, yeah, I mean, we can plug our own think tanks here as we're starting that out. HPC Wire is a partner with ISC in this. We're going to start this series called Think Tank. It's actually a series of panels. We're going to do vendors, analysts, and users, three mm-hmm. separate sessions. And Addison, you're going to be in on one of those, aren't you?
I'm delighted to announce my participation in the first ISC Think Tank analyst panel. I'm looking forward to the discussion very much.
And the topic here is the realities and challenges of HPC in the cloud. This is the first one. There's we're going to do subsequent ones in other conferences, but this is the topic for ISC, so you'll get to be a part of that.
And I'll be ready for that conversation. We've got our first of several cloud reports is now published, this one on the usage and types of different types of cloud computing, the evaluation and adoption of them in HPC. We've got other reports in the hopper already on the drivers, the barriers, the economic models, a cloud forecast for HPC. So I'll have all my notes in front of me for the think tank discussion.
Excellent. And yeah, I think this just could be a small group of people. I think the main way we want to get this out is we're going to put it up on the ISC site and the Top 500 site, HPC Wire, of course, and it's on YouTube, of course, and it'll be out there.
Right.
Hopefully people get a chance to watch some of those think tank sessions.
Yeah, and I'll be involved in a couple of the video sessions myself, not only the Think Tank series, which I'm very excited about, but also doing some of the ISC video blogging. And I will be involved in a PNFS Birds of a Feather session, as I have been at some previous shows. We're still tracking that adoption. But for me, what I'm most excited about is our own Analyst Crossfire session, which we'll be doing as part of the closing session on Thursday.
Right. I saw you're doing that again. Those are always good sessions. I've seen those in the past, and that'll be fun. Yeah. And it's at the very end, so everybody can kind of chew on what's happened and digest everything. And you can ask some of your excellent probing questions to the panel. I'm looking.
This is a very exciting panel for us to take two vendors and two users and really put them on a rapid fire answer on some forward looking topics where we're going to force them to have opinions at the end of the show. And as you mentioned before, some people aren't there all the way till the closing session. If you miss it, then you can catch the video on the ISC website afterwards.
Excellent. Through the magic of technology. So that's just a taste of, I think, what we're going to be doing there. I think there's obviously the other things. There's going to be the top 500 list we're going to be covering. Not sure what to expect there, but I know, I think we can at least tell you there's going to be a pretty big surprise on that list. We know in advance. We can't talk about that right now, but we'll find out. In just a few short days, what that is.
And make sure you find us and get yourself a new set of Intersect 360 Research HPC trivia cards. I've been tweeting some of the questions already to my followers at Addison Snell.
Excellent. Okay, Addison. Well, I think that should wrap our show. You're in the tarmac trying to head out here. So
I'm going to hang up and I'm going to go to the airport right now. I'll see you in Hamburg.
Okay, we'll see you in Hamburg, Addison.
You've been listening to HPC Wire Soundbite with Michael Feldman and Addison Snell. Got a question or comment for Michael or Addison? Email soundbite@hpcwire.com. HPC Wire Soundbite is available every Friday afternoon from iTunes or at hpcwire.com. HPC Wire, the leading source for global news and information covering the ecosystem of high productivity computing.